Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
When we think about pollution, dirty air or water is usually what comes to mind. But light pollution also affects our health. On Nantucket, one resident took that concern to heart and made it her mission to protect the island's dark skies. WBUR's Paola Mordo reports that her efforts led to a new light pollution bylaw.
It's a new moon and the skies are dark and cloudless in Nantucket. Two volunteers are on a mission to measure how dark the island sky is. They recorded the outing on their cell phone.
We've arrived at one of the eight locations that we take readings at. It's near the airport.
That's Gail Walker, president and founder of the nonprofit Nantucket Lights. Walker is with Regina Jorgensen, director of astronomy at the Mariah Mitchell Association, a partner in the project. Jorgensen lifts a machine about the size of a cell phone up to the sky.
We're waiting for the beep. There you go.
That click means it took a reading. The sky here is quite bright. They've been doing these measurements for a year now, Jorgensen says.
To compare now as we move forward, future readings to see if our efforts to help reduce light pollution are actually working.
Nantucket's dark skies are unique. Because the island is 30 miles from the coast, it's less affected by light pollution. It's one of the few places in eastern Massachusetts where people can see the Milky Way with the naked eye.
When you have a dark sky, you just see so much more, you know. It's not just 10 to 20 stars, but you see, you know, hundreds to thousands of stars.
Protecting the stargazing for recreation isn't the only reason behind the bylaw. There are two active observatories on the island. They are operated by the Mariah Mitchell Association, named after the first American female astronomer to discover a comet. Astronomer Regina Jorgensen says the observatory's optical telescopes rely on the dark skies.
The telescope is more or less seeing the same thing that your eyes see. We just do long exposures so that we can see fainter light.
In recent years, many blue light LEDs were installed as outdoor lighting. This colder light is problematic, says Kelly Beatty, with the nonprofit Dark Sky International.
It's blue light that most affects animals and bugs and pollinators, fireflies, for example. And it is blue light that is most disruptive to us humans, to our circadian system, our ability to get to sleep.
Beatty says warmer color LEDs are less harmful. Nantucket has worked to protect dark skies before. They passed regulations to limit outdoor lighting in 2005, but advocates say those became outdated. That's where Gail Walker stepped in. A few years ago, in her role with the Neighborhood Association, Walker began receiving complaints about light pollution. So she created a nonprofit to address the problem. She reached out to light experts to help write an updated bylaw. And she spent almost 2 years building support for it.
I love the night sky, and I want to preserve it for my children and my grandchildren. But more broadly, I just wanted to do something to give back to the Nantucket community.
She wants Nantucket to reach a new landmark soon, becoming the first international dark sky community in the Northeast. The town's bylaw was crafted with this goal in mind. Walker hopes that it will inspire other communities to do the same and support tourism on the island. Walker isn't alone. Other advocates have been pushing a statewide bill to regulate lighting in future state and municipal projects. That bill is not as restrictive as Nantucket's bylaw, but it hasn't passed yet. And even in Nantucket, not everyone supported the new town regulations. School Superintendent Elizabeth Hallett proposed an amendment to exempt town buildings from the bylaw. She spoke at a town meeting earlier this year.
It could create a dangerous and unsafe environment throughout our entire campus.
The amendment didn't pass. The bylaw already has exemptions for safety and emergency situations. The new bylaw regulates all types of outdoor lights. homes, businesses, and public buildings will be given 5 years to update existing lighting. And starting next year, new lighting will have to comply with the regulations. There are four main requirements, Walker says. First, most lights have to be shielded, which means having a cover that points the light down. Second, outdoor lights must be in a warmer range, within limits recommended by the Massachusetts Medical Society.
There's a restriction on color temperature, and that has to do with how much blue light is emitted from the light fixture.
Third, there's a limit on how bright the lights can be. Each property has a total brightness limit. And lastly, outdoor lights will be required to be turned off from 11 p.m. to 6 a.m., with some exceptions.
Okay, I'm out here at Walwinnet.
On the other side of the island, Walker arrives at another site where volunteers take monthly brightness readings. It's near a wildlife refuge, a small community, and a hotel. This time, the reading is darker.
That's because there's so little artificial light nearby, which is just wonderful. Any lights that are on are fully shielded.
The work to make the whole island dark sky friendly is just starting, Walker says. She's preparing a handbook to guide residents and businesses. She also plans to raise funds to help those who can't afford the changes. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Paula Moura.